I'd like to call the meeting of the County Commission back to order from recess. And we're with Mayor Eddie Coleman from Forsyth, Missouri. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
I know that we have two or three issues that you wish to address the commission about, but I'd just like to turn it over to you and let you begin.
All right. There's a little bit of background that may be monotonous to y'all of why I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do. And I'd like to see as many murals on the walls out here on buildings as possible. I know there's some buildings that it's impossible to put there because there's not enough room. But any place that we got room for a mural, I'd like to see a mural up there. Years back, the first time I was in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, I was a traveling salesman. That's how I made my living. But I had to go into Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And when I first went in town, I had the address for the store that I needed to call on. So I was working my way through town, and I went by a building, and here was a mural on that wall. And I just stopped and took a look at that thing. Most beautiful mural that I had seen in a long while. And that settled in my mind, and when I got to the store, I complimented the people in the store for having such a pretty building down there. Well, they went on about their business, and pretty soon me and the salesman I was going to work with that day, we left the store. And he said, I'm going to show you something before we get started. Well, okay. He said, go down this street. Well, and so at any rate, in about an hour's time, he took me by seven more buildings in Pine Bluff, Arkansas that had murals on them. Beautiful. Beautiful. He said, it's outstanding the number of people that comes to this town just to look at those murals. That's all. What else in Pine Bluff is there? Nothing. They got a pretty decent golf course, but nothing really. Outside of those murals. And it's something like 45, 50 miles from south of Little Rock and down there in the plateau, and nothing there besides Pine Bluff. But those murals really stood out. And it wasn't long after that until I had to go over into Oklahoma. And I went into Shawnee. And son of a gun, going by the store, there was another mural. And I drove around that town and found out there was about four or five murals in Shawnee, Oklahoma. And they were outstanding. They were all depicted history, the Indian world. And so when I came home, when I say home, when I came back to Forsyth, started looking around, and it, in my mind, I thought even then that it would be nice if some of our buildings could be painted and had some history in it. Then I got to really thinking about Forsyth, where we are right today. There's people that's born and raised in Taney County that's 40 years old and don't know a living thing about what Shadow Rock Park, yeah, but what did it used to be? What was Old Forsyth? When they hear people talking about Old Forsyth, what do you know? What do you know about Old Forsyth? Very little. And as we go through time, it's getting smaller and smaller because us old-timers is dying off. Okay? So it won't be long. This town, as we know it today, in this location, this town started in 1950. That's as old as Forsyth is, up here. But down there, it started in 1837. A lot of difference. What happened in those years? Some of these murals will make a difference. Bring people back maybe and ask some questions. As soon as the weather breaks from where we can, on the north end of the building of where Casey's used to be. It is now Price Cutters, or no, not Price Cutters. It Save a Lot. Wasn't Save a Lot either. What is it? Where the new appliance store is up there, where old Casey's used to be. On the north end of that building, I think it's not a dead pipe, lead pipe since yet, but I think that's going to be the picture of either the old courthouse or the old chapel. One or the other is going to be there.
Now, that facility there you're talking about, that's where they do the rentals now?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I can't recall exactly the name of it, but at any rate, that's where it is.
Right.
And then the old Wolf drugstore up there. On the north side of that building, I got permission to put a mural on that building. It's big enough, and we've got pictures of the interior with people standing there talking to one another, of the old drugstore downtown. That's going to be on the front part of the building. The back part of the building is going to be a picture of the downtown south side of the square, showing Wolf Drug on the outside. It'd be the exterior. So I'm going to have the drugstore there. Now, up until the other day when we were talking, Ron, I thought you, the county, owned that building just across the street from it.
He's talking about where the sewer district is now.
Yeah. On the end of that building, I would love to put the courthouse. And on the back side of the building, maybe not the best place in the world, but there's a good spot, and everybody that comes up Shadow Rock is going to see it. But we got a picture of three or four people standing on the porch of the old ice house. That would be a good picture right there. And then on the back side of the building where the surveyors are, coming down that alley, that's a good, clean building. Their wall as white as this. What are we going to put there? I don't know. But we ought to be able to put something there. And a dirty place that needs to be cleaned up, if you, on the north side of Arvest Bank, right there where you can turn down and go into the back side of the post office, we got a concrete wall there that's probably 50 to 75 feet long. Some of it is black as a boot, some of it's not, but it's all ugly. Every bit of it is ugly. I want to paint that a river, put some boats in there, fishing people. Our town was raised on fishing. I worked at a boat dock in Rockaway when I was in high school. Got up over there at 2 o'clock in the morning, every morning. I had to have 16 boats ready to go by 6 o'clock in the morning. At least 24 men is on each one of them. A lot of work. And then I cleaned a lot of fish when they come back in. But thing is, it was fishing. That's what Forsyth, back in those years, seriously, folks, you don't remember it, but back in those years, Branson was nothing. The only thing Branson had back in the real early 50s, late 40s, early 50s, somebody, I don't know who the man was, but somebody bought a new indoor boat. I mean, when I say indoor, I'm talking about Chris Craft motor boat, okay. He bought a boat. It would hold about 6 or 8 people. One of my uncles and aunt, they came down from Iowa to visit us. And we still lived in Chadwick then. But at any rate, we came down and we took a boat ride from Branson to the dam down Lake Tanacoma. Fastest thing I'd ever been on at the time. But it was good. But that was the only thing Branson had. Now look at it. I'm not necessarily envious of Branson. As a mayor, I can't be. But the thing is, I'd like to be able to capitalize on some of the folks that they get in. Now, This may be a far-fetched thought, but in my mind, if we had murals on the walls depicting history of Forsyth, and somehow or another find some folks that would be interested in putting in maybe an ice cream parlor or something. We need business downtown. We need business downtown. I'd like to get, we've got the dam out here that is not publicized. We got a jail downtown that's over 100 years old. Now, I personally have never been in the jail, but I've been told that in the jail, there's all sorts of cardings in there. People's names, dates, why they was in prison, all this. Everybody had a pocket knife. Years ago, everybody carried a pocket knife. People was put in jail, and they've carved up that thing inside to where it's now an historical site. We need to get that basement or the jail itself cleaned up, cleaned out, and ready for visitors. And we could bring people in here off of bus tours.
And you're talking about the old jail down at Shadowrock?
Yes. Okay. We got the dam. We could take them tours through the dam. We could take tours through the old jail. Bring them up here. We could show them all of our murals. By that time, it's going to be time to eat. As we stand now, we got Charlie's and we got Fat Daddy's. Sure, we don't have a big offering as far as things to eat, but by the same token, people's going to eat. And any time that we can get somebody in one of our restaurants, they're going to have to pay on the way out. And that way, City of Forsyth's going to be able to gain a little bit off of that sales tax. All we need is people. How can we get it? I don't know. But I do know one thing. We got to start somewhere. We got to have an idea. This is just one idea. If anybody's got any other ideas, hey, let me know. I ask this nearly every month in our city council meetings. That man right there can attest to it. I want suggestions. I want suggestions. Sure, we ain't going to be able to handle each and every one of them, but hey, give me a dozen, I guarantee you we're going to find two or three that's worthwhile. Something that we can do. Okay? All I want from you is permission to paint on your buildings. The end of the judicial center. You come up that hill every day. What would you like to see on that building? Welcome to Forsyth. Would you like to see a picture?
Are you directing the question to me? I'd like to see a mural painting of the veterans on that entire wall. I brought this up time and time again about different locations in Forsyth that where we could have honor the people, that we wouldn't even be sitting here if it wasn't for those people. And
I agree with you.
The end of that building, it being a public facility, I think you'd have to put something in there that was public related as far as the public coming by. They come up that hill. If you had, if nothing like some of the big billboards I've seen in other counties and other states, on that wall, I think it's ugly myself. I think it's just plain, and as the years go by, it's going to deteriorate.
Sure.
We were going to keep it painted as good as we can, but old walls deteriorate. I'd love to see something to that effect. Also, we've talked about, there's been a lot of Taney County boys that sacrificed their lives in the different wars, and we had a recommendation that we put their pictures inside the courthouse around the walls. You know, of course, that's different than what you're looking for, but that's my main thought, is to give recognition to those who allow us to be here, who allow us to even serve or have the accommodations that we have. I think the Historical Society would be a great place. You may have already met with them, but they'd be a great help. And what a bunch of workers. I mean, it's like a bunch of bees down there, and they're doing all they can do, you know, but there's time and a place for, like you said, when somebody recommends something, somebody will take the bull by the horns and take off with it.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that took a while, it was the city of Branson over on the backside of, I've lost the street now, but they've got the whole big wall there. Now, those things have to be kept up and repainted and looking nice, you know, if you're going to put something like that up that'll draw attention. I'm just like you. Whenever I was growing up, you go down here, and they used to have white bass fishing days down here at the park. You couldn't find a place up and down the shoreline there, and that's the way all the small cottages, rental places and everything, that's the way they were all established, was for the need, because people were using that as a sporting, recreational area. We also had, the first year that I was in office, I went to the Corps of Engineers and to the Missouri Conservation and asked them if they would have different, what fish other than white bass or whatever we could use. And of course, the fishermen all have different ideas of what they want in there, but I said, if you had nothing but just a walleye day or a walleye weekend or something like that, I know they're a predatory fish, but how many people would come to the area if you just had something like that? So there's all kinds of things out there that we've thought of as a county, and the locations that you talk about, I don't know what you'd have to check into as far as insurance and against graffiti or things like that that would be put on those walls and to take care of them. Now, that's another thing, but I am in 100% support of what you're trying to do.
Thank you.
I think it makes the area look better. It makes the people's thoughts reach back to where they maybe never think of that situation of a war hero memorial. Never through the day or through the week might they think of that, but if they drive by it and see it, they think of it every day, and they appreciate a little bit more of the freedoms we've got.
Exactly. Speaking of that, I've also got started. I'm working on it, and I'm going to work on it even more today. According to the calendars, May 17th is the National Military Day of some sort. Anyway, it's a Veterans Day, really. I didn't know we had anything in May like that. But according to the calendars, we do. So what I did, I just come out and said, okay, we're going to have a Patriot Day parade, May 17th. Already got people lined up for it. Going to work on it more today, and particularly when school starts again. I want to get to the school and talk to some principals out there to see what else I can get. But y'all may know, but what I would like to have in the parade the oldest living veteran in Taney County. You know who that might be? I don't.
Not now.
Keep that in mind if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Ask around. Because it's something I would love to have the oldest veteran, if at all possible, in a convertible. Or if we can find half a dozen or a dozen, whatever, that's anyways near the same age, late 80s, 90s, whatever it'd be, like that, we'll get a lowboy trailer and put some chairs up there and let them sit in chairs in the parade.
You know, we have a strong veterans organization within the county, and they really do a remarkable job with what they do in Branson, and I'm sure that that organization could help discover...
Who are they?
Exactly what you... I don't know the individual's name that's ahead of it this year, but... I'll find out.
Okay. All right.
I've made a note on that.
Because I've got... right now, so far, the people in Branson that is, at one time they was referring to, they're the ones that goes to funerals and holds the military funerals. They're going to lead the parade. And then right behind them is going to be a float from our VFW. They said that their age out there, they can't walk it no more, but they'll put a float in. Fine deal. That's fine.
I seen on TV the other day when they were having one of these walk runs, and it wasn't staged or anything, but there was a veteran that stood by the road, and
yeah,
every one of those people that were running
stopped,
and it became a...
I thought that was terrific.
That was cool. It was absolutely... It was the kind of thing of appreciation that people showed, and the gentleman was old enough, he saluted, and
yeah,
the people, they saluted him back. I thought that was a great, great thing. You know, we hear so much negative through our just existence in our county. We hear so much negative, but to put something like this together where you have a appreciation.
Yeah,
and young people, you know, they're so busy. They're so busy on their little machines that they forget about those. And the more of them that you can get participate, the bands, the different bands, the different schools that you can get to participate in something like that, I think it's a great idea. I applaud you for your effort on it.
I haven't heard. Well, thank you. I haven't heard personally from any of the schools as yet. But I've been told that the main reason why you don't see a lot of different schools participating in parades anymore is that they expect money, because they have to pay a teacher and or a driver, and then the gas for the bus. So they don't come for nothing like they used to. So I don't know how many we'll have. Ours will be here.
Do you have a time picked for that yet?
Parade. It'll start at 10 o'clock in the morning.
10.
And it will disperse. It'll come down Coed like all of them have.
There's at City of Branson's having, that's called the Armed Forces Day.
Okay.
Parade at 11.
On the 17th?
On the 17th. I had her look that up so I could see what...
Mercy sakes.
What that day was that we're celebrating. It's Armed Forces Day.
Armed Forces Day.
Mm-hmm.
My stars. Well, we're going to do it anyway.
If I could add on, when I used to work for the Forsyth Chamber of Commerce, and I was organizing the parade for Forsyth, I would contact whoever was in charge of the parade over in Branson and get their list of people who are participating and call them, and a lot of them would come on over here to Forsyth after they get through.
had no idea they was going to have a parade the same day.
I don't know that it's the same day, but they had their Christmas parade, and then we had our Christmas parade. We could get a lot of the same floats that had been at Brent's, and it really helped us out.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Even some of those drummers that, they did cost quite a bit of money. It seemed like it was like $200 to get them to come. And I can't think what they're called now, but they have drums. That's all they do is they just play drums. It's really cool.
The drummers.
Drum and bugle corps.
Yeah.
But one thing I'd like to have, I heard this one time when I was, one summer I worked down here at the old hotel. Yeah, it's not been a hotel for many years now, that most of you folks don't remember when it was. It was something else at the Empire down here, the old building down here. I worked down there as a bellhop one summer.
Oh, you're talking about where President Truman stayed.
Yeah. And one day that there was, in the summertime, around 4th of July somewhere, there we had four guys check into the hotel. And I took their baggage up with them and showed them the room and everything. And then I went on about my rat killing. And it wasn't long till I heard some singing going on. And they were out on the balcony. They were a barbershop quartet. Hmm. And they sang nothing but patriot songs. Most beautiful thing I ever heard. And I've been trying to find a barbershop quartet, but I can't find one. There may be all sorts of them, but I have, without a name that you can go by and Google on it.
You can always ask the newspaper to ask if there's any barbershop quartet.
But I would love to have a barbershop quartet. And see, and I'd also like to have something to go on long in the park on the 17th after the parade. I'd love to have something. So far, I haven't come up with any kind of a brainstorm. For the veterans, I'd love to have it for the veterans. If we can come up for something, mm-hmm. with something.
Well, what about combining it with an old Civil War battle? We had a Civil War battle,
yeah. We can do it. We can do it. We can do anything we want to.
Just a thought.
Ron, all I was asking for at the beginning was permission to paint all the buildings.
It sounds to me like you have a sound or strong supporter down here to my left. We are short one commissioner today.
But now here's
are you suggesting that we move forward with that concept, whether it's that building or others that we may have?
On the public facilities that we have, I would like for it to be something in the patriotic form.
Did you hear Dan?
Yeah. Patriotic form, with that, well, you're primarily talking about the east end of the Judicial Center.
Yes.
Yeah. That's no problem. Right. That's no problem. What I might need to do is have the painter come talk to you, and you draw him out some sort of a sketch.
Oh, I'd have to get somebody else. It wouldn't look
that's the same way with me. I can see it in my mind's eye, but I can't put it on paper.
There's people that do that all the time, and we get somebody.
Hey, let us chat about that.
Yeah.
And we will. And as you can tell, Danny's very favorable to that. I wondered if you might want to make an announcement about your Bluegrass Festival. Aren't you doing a bluegrass?
Yeah, April 5th.
April 5th.
What is it, 2 weeks off? Something like that. Two and a half weeks off.
And don't you have a number of groups that are coming in for
we
that?
We got four groups coming in. We got High Strung out of Oldfield, Big Creek out of Pro Tem. I'm going to say they used to be called Green Valley Grass, and I can't recall their new name. But these people originated in Bradleyville. And then we got Brightwater Junction out of Cassville. Mm-hmm. And the only ones that I have not heard is the Big Creek out of Pro Tem. The rest of them I've heard. And
what time of day will that be?
We're going to start at 12 o'clock noon. and we'll go till 8 o'clock at night. And we're charging $10 a person. No advance tickets, just get them at the gate.
Will there be concessions at that
yes,
event?
Yes, there will be a concession. Fat Daddy's is going to run the concession stand.
Okay.
So we'll have things to eat and plenty of singing. And some people know this gentleman, some people don't. But if you don't know him, come and you're going to learn that he's one whale of an MC. A guy named Bob Lethridge.
Sure.
He is a heck of a good MC. He's a great entertainer. He was on stage up until last year. He was with the Ball Knobbers. Still is with the Ball Knobbers. But this year, well, last year was his first year outside. He is now the pre-show entertainment and still doing that.
I'm assuming we should be bringing our lawn chairs.
Yes. If you don't bring your lawn chairs, I'm afraid you'll have to stand up. Yeah. Bring your lawn chairs and come at noon. You don't have to stay till 8 o'clock at night, but you're willing to. But 8 hours of entertainment for $10 a person, you ain't going to beat it nowhere. And depending on how this looks and how we do here, will be a big gauge on what we do in the future. Some people wanted to know if we was ever going to have a bluegrass festival. Well, a festival is a two-day affair, 2 to 3 days. More than one day, anyhow. If this works out good, and I hope it does, hopefully sometime in the fall we can have us a bluegrass festival Friday and Saturday. And
excellent.
That's what we're looking for.
Well, we got a lot of music lovers, so I'm just guessing that we're going to have a park full of people.
Well, I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. Just hearing these people sing bluegrass is, you got to love, if you love country music, you love bluegrass as well. And if you like gospel, you like bluegrass. If you like bluegrass, you love gospel. And I do not dictate to the groups as to what and how many songs of each that they sing. All I ask them to do is just meld it into your program, have some gospel along with bluegrass. No problem. So away we go. So bring your lawn chairs and come join us. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Mayor.
Danny. I'll take up no more of your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for your promotion of trying to help the city of Forsyth.
Well, there's one other thing I'd like to ask. Something to think about. We got a beautiful building down here. And we got a real nice looking parking lot. And we got some green grass out there dividing the street and the parking lot. Somewhere within that strip of green grass, isn't there a place for some sort of a monument again for the veterans? With a lighted something?
We'll look at that. Are you talking about back here behind old... the old drugstore?
No.
No, where are you talking about?
Going down to the Judicial Center.
Ah.
We've talked about a monument there before, but never proceeded, but we'll look at it.
Isn't there a strip of grass in there from the parking lot curb to the curb on the other side of the, for the street? Isn't there a strip in there about 6 or 8 feet wide, about 40 feet long? Seems like there is. I'm going to have to look at it now. Maybe I'm messed up.
There's a lot of trees and lampposts in there, too.
Yeah. But isn't there a place in there for some sort of a veteran's monument?
We had that discussion 2 or 3 years ago, and we...
Let's bring it back up again and see what happens.
All right.
Thanks again.
We'll do it. Thank you, Mayor.
Bet
you. Let's stand in recess until the 11 o'clock executive session, which will be held upstairs in the commission conference room.